Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Have a flashback to the 1960s, where it was all about peace and love.
Peace and love.
Except for all the violent protests that were going on all over the place. Other than that, it was all about peace and love.
Peace and love.
My first song is by Neil Young. It debuted on the 1969 album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, which was also Young's first album with backing band Crazy Horse. Released as a single, it reached number 55 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Here's Cinnamon Girl.
Cinnamon girl, a dreamer, a picture.
That was the big dramatic ending.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I thought you would be.
I mean, it did hit 55 on the Billboard Hot 100.
In 1968, two Olympic athletes, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, each won gold and bronze medals, respectively. During the medal ceremony, each athlete raised a black-gloved fist and kept them raised until the anthem had finished. This silent gesture came to be known as a Black Power salute.
That's kind of interesting. I didn't know when it started.
See, that's how you learn things on this show.
Yeah, you do. Well, on to my spicy song now, which is my first song of the day. And Derek was a short-lived studio group consisting of Johnny Cymbal and various musicians.
Johnny Cymbal.
Yep.
I'm sure that was his real name.
C-Y-M-B-A-L, Cymbal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, too. This song is a bouncy piece of bubblegum pop, very catchy with hit potential. It sailed up the charts in America. Here's Cinnamon.
On your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for more. Cinnamon, let me in. Cinnamon, let me in. Knock, knock, let me in. I won't go away. I'm gonna see you if it takes all day.
Told you it was a bubblegum song.
One potato, two potato. Oh!
Did you like my blowing the bubble and popping
it? It was very good, dear.
Thank you, my love.
It was a big bubble.
It was a big bubble. Well, did you know in 1968, the average cost of a new house was $14,950?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. You got to put a two in front of it nowadays.
Yeah, you really do, yeah.
Did you know the average income per year was $7,850?
Wow. I didn't know that.
You can take a few off of ours. No, I'm just teasing.
I hope to make that next year.
And Social Security. Yeah. Average monthly rent was $130 at that time.
Mm.
And gas per gallon was only 34 cents. Yes, you heard that right. 34 cents a gallon. Unbelievable.
It is.
And we're paying how much now?
Mm-hmm. Too much.
I know. An average cost of a new car is $2,822. Wow. And I was saving up and saving up all my entire life with birthday money, graduation money, so that when I turned 16, I could buy myself a car and not have a loan.
Good for you.
And that seemed like I saved up a lot of money, but really, well, nowadays it doesn't seem like a lot, but it was. And a movie ticket was $1.50. And the federal hourly minimum wage was $1.60 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Class attention. Forward march. Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
A big parade is so inspiring.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I never want to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, there would soon be nothing left of me. Oh, I love to be an
Oscar Mayer wieners are all meat, all good meat. Rich and complete meat protein, mildly seasoned to bring out all the good meat flavor.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Next week, you handle just the refreshments, Freddy.
Do you know that I still have my old Oscar Mayer wiener whistle from the Wienermobile when I was smaller?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We got to get the Wienermobile out to the mighty 101.5.
Yeah, we should. I can get another whistle.
There you go.
I mean, I was going to bring it today and I forgot.
Oh.
I could have blown it in everybody's ears.
That would have been annoying. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1968. On the eve of the 1968 Olympics, Mexican soldiers opened fire on a peaceful student protest, killing hundreds in a massacre long shrouded in secrecy. Listen to the 1968 newsreel.
Mexico City. This plaza, the scene of another bloody confrontation. It had been building all summer. Mexican students were on the march, challenging an authoritarian government that claimed to be democratic. On the night of October 2nd, students filled the plaza. Soldiers with fixed bayonets surrounded them. Suddenly, without warning, a helicopter hovering overhead opened fire.
They wanted something called freedom. Imagine, as simple as that. They wanted freedom, and they went out in the streets to demand this freedom. And the answer of the government was to mow them down on October 2nd, 1968, at Tlatelolco, the Plaza of the Three Cultures.
The massacre, known as the Night of Sorrow, was the worst single disaster of 1968. But the world barely noticed.
At the time, the government and the mainstream media in Mexico claimed that government forces had been provoked by protesters shooting at them, and that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Now, don't get nervous. I have another song coming up, so don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, I wasn't worried. Not with your songs.
My next offering is a song by the English rock band The Rolling Stones. Perhaps you've heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Mick Jagger with the big lips.
This song was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. It was recorded in late 1965 and released as a single in early 1966. It reached number two.
Really?
Yep. On both the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and the U.K. Singles Chart. So there.
Oh, must be good. What's the name of it?
Listen and Enjoy. 19th Nervous Breakdown.
You're the kind of person you meet at certain dismal dull affairs. Sitting up and round, talking much too loud, running up and down the stairs. Too much in too few gifts. And though you try, you just can't hide. Your eyes are aged with tears. You will stop
Wait, I think I'm having my 20th nervous breakdown right now. I like all the songs you've played today. These are good songs.
Just wait.
Whoa.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Elevator Socks, for people who want to look taller but can't afford shoes. And remember, Ed's Elevator Socks come in three convenient sizes. Tall, taller, and get out of my way, shorty.
Oh, well. Now for my last song of the day. I love this song. I can't get it out of my head. Once it's there, it stays there. The Dixie Cups version was the result of an unplanned jam in a New York City recording studio. They began an impromptu version of my next song, accompanying themselves with drumsticks on an aluminum chair, a studio ashtray, and a Coke bottle. After the producers cleaned up the track and added the backup vocals, bass, and drums to the song, the single was then released in March of 1965, and it hit the Billboard Hot 100 at number 20 and spent 10 weeks on the top 100. It also peaked at number 20 on their R&B chart. Here's Iko Iko.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Yep. You're talking about henna, 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 henna. Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red. Iko Iko Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, 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 henna. Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, Iko Iko Ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 henna. Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale, Giacomo Finale.
It's in your head now, isn't it?
It's that earworm. Iko Iko Ande.
It's in your head.
It is.
You're going to be singing it all day now.
No, I won't.
Yeah, I think you will. And in 1966, Spirograph by Kenner was introduced.
Really? I love
and
that.
And I just gave my grandson last Christmas a Spirograph Deluxe.
Wow, it's been around for over 50 years? Wow.
It allows anyone to draw beautiful patterns with just a pencil and paper, providing hours of fun and entertainment for kids of all ages. The price was $2.87. I won't tell you how much I had to pay for it last year.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my last song for the day is by Nancy and my favorite artist.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I like it?
Yes.
I've liked two songs already.
You love this one.
Okay.
It's a song written by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no. I'm out the door. Sorry. Bye.
Okay, let's get down to business. It recorded by the Jimi Hendrix Experience in 1967. This song is included on their debut album, Are You Experienced? Listen and be amazed at Manic Depression.
Manic Depression is searching my soul. Just don't know how to go about getting feeling, sweet feeling drops from my fingers, fingers. Manic depression is capturing my soul. Yeah.
Safe to come in yet?
Oh, you missed a good song.
No, I don't think so.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.